You are listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode number 14. Hi, welcome to the final episode within season one. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to them just as much as I have been putting them together and sharing them with you. Season two is planned for late fall, early winter, so keep your ears and eyes open for that one. It's going to include some familiar faces with interviews as well as single episodes by yours truly. I'm going to be sharing more about my health experience, intuition, what it means to work with the Taoist principles, and moving more and further into what it means to live within nature and our natural elements and living in accordance with each season. That is going to be where we'll pick up today's episode. In Cleveland, Ohio, it is the middle of July and we are in the dog days of summer. It is hot here, it is humid, the sun is bright, and the heat is in full effect. In Chinese medicine, we would say that summer is ultimate yang. So it is the peak and the height of heat and warmth and activity and movement. You might be feeling this within yourself, this desire to be out, to hang in the sun, to be with friends, to be more social, and to maybe even accomplish some goals and projects that you had set up for yourself in the winter and spring. In Chinese medicine, the summer element is associated with the fire element. This again means that the warmth and heat and vigor of fire is something that we are going to feel within ourselves. Each element is represented also within the human body. That is seen within our personalities as well as the time of year and the season that we were born in. Qualities of someone who is a fire type is someone who loves to laugh. They find a lot of joy in life. They tend to see that silver lining. They're the person that you go to when you just want to have some fun. You don't want to think too much about life and what's going on in your world. You want to simply express what it means to feel good in the world that we live in. Those that are more of a fire type tend to have redder complexions. So if you were to look at their face, you might see different areas of the face that are redder than others, and that can correspond to certain organs and channel systems. Can also be something that we would use in Chinese medicine, facial diagnosis and reading to help us heal something that's going on within those organs and channel systems. A fire type personality tends to have more of a pointed nose, whether it's going to be pointed in the front or pointed on the sides. They tend to have a wider mouth and more narrow features. So you're going to see that rather than having a wide face, they're going to have one that draws more in. So they might have a really nice prominent chin in addition to the nose. You'll also see that fire types tend to have the corners of the mouth and the eyes tend to be a little bit sharper. So they come more to an edge. And because we're talking about ultimate yang and something that is the peak of nature, we're going to see those peaks around the corners of the face and specifically the cheekbones. As you can imagine, fire type personalities are going to be those who have more energy. They act quickly. They might be ones who walk ahead of you faster and more vigorously than you can keep up with or that you even want to keep up with. There's no gliding or walking softly for them. When there is a fire type coming, you can hear and feel them coming. Fire types often worry a lot. They analyze very deeply. They get into their own psyche and tend to think a lot about what is not only going on within their life, but also within each circumstance and relationship that they're in. Some examples of fire types that we're all familiar with are going to be Mariah Carey, not just because of her high-pitched voice, but also because of her facial features. So she does have some points at the edge of her mouth, which I have too. You can see those if you're watching on video. Lisa Kudrow is also a fire type. If you're familiar with Friends at all, just her personality and how easily she was able to fit into that very joy, kind of whatever personality is perfect for the fire type. Brad Pitt is also a fire type. Usain Bolt is also a fire type. And I say this not just because he's very fast, but again, fire types, types that move super quickly and they're kind of hard to keep up with. But if you look at pictures of him, the tips of his ears are quite pointed. In addition to having a wider nostril base and thinner bridge to his nose. So check out his nose. He's got a thin bridge and then wider nostrils. He also has really nice high cheekbones and slightly slitted eyes. So in fire types, the eyes can be slitted and then they can also be very wide because they're open and aware of their environment, that their eyes tend to be like bright circles. So if anything, check out a picture of Usain. You could also characterize me as a fire type. I am quite talkative. I do like to talk. I like to share information. Doing this podcast is part of that. If you're one of my patients in the clinic, you're going to find that as soon as we hit on a hot topic, I'm going to get going with it. I'm going to share as much information as I can within a small amount of time while we have our conversation. I also get really energetic about the things that I love and can feel the passion in me as I'm starting to work or converse with someone. I will say the opposite of these fire types that I experience often too, and I have to be careful with, is burnout. We tend to burn the candle at both ends. We tend to do more than our body can handle, than we need to do or want to do. We tend to put our nose to the ground and work really hard and work until it's done and perhaps even be type A. And this is something that can work against us because we have this flame that's burning within us so vigorously. And then all of a sudden, it just goes down because we've used it up and we haven't put any fuel back into our own fire. Those are going to be food, water, frequent breaks, sleep, rest in general, and doing things other than what we are focusing on is simply enough to bring a fire type and a fire element out of this strong desire to do and try to create more fire out of resources that aren't there. There are organs that are associated with each season and therefore with each element. And the organs that are associated with the fire element are going to be the heart, the small intestine, and the sanjiao or the triple burner. In simple terms, the triple burner acts as the waterway system within the body. So it's very closely related to the lymphatic system. For today's episode, I want to focus on one organ, and that organ is the heart. The heart sits at the top of the body, and in Chinese medicine, we would say that it is the emperor of the body. It is the sovereign rule. It is the home of the spirit. It is the emperor who is going to decide how we live our life and the love that we give and don't give to it. The heart element is the one that's going to be expressing that joy through trust, happiness, dancing, moving, socializing, When the heart is open and free, the body and the mind feel open and free. When the heart is closed, you may find that you don't want to do things, that you're not as trusting. There might be some uncertainty within decision-making too. And that comes from how we relate to our own decisions, to our own life, to our own choices, and ultimately to our own sovereign ruler. My teacher, Lillian Bridges, who taught Chinese medicine, facial reading, and diagnosis, said it perfectly about the emperor. She said, "As the emperor, the heart rules the expression of all other emotions. Even though every organ has its own emotions, the heart decides whether the emotion is to be expressed and how much it should be expressed, or even if it can be expressed at all." In Chinese herbal medicine, there is a formula that fits perfectly into what Lillian is describing. It's a formula that helps the heart to circulate the emotions throughout the body. As we talk about the heart, we always have to consider the physiological function of the heart, which is to circulate the blood throughout the body. And keeping in mind that while we consider the cardiovascular system, we are also considering the emotions and how the emotions move and don't move throughout the body. This formula in herbal medicine is called Ganmai Dazhao Tong. When we look at the seasons in Chinese medicine and the organs, we can also look at signs and symptoms that are present within each of those organs and season. For the heart, we're going to see signs and symptoms that are going to reflect the natural world around us. So if we're feeling excessively hot, agitated, or restless, that's going to indicate potential excess fire within our system. Again, if you're outside and you've been outside for a while, or maybe not at all, and you're quickly agitated or restless or overly hot by the heat that is surrounding us from nature, you might have an excess of fire within your system. Other symptoms and signs for the heart and the fire are going to be anxiety, hard time focusing, flushing easily, someone who's impatient, who's not able to sleep deeply. Can also think about menopausal hot flashes. Someone who has nightmares is going to create a lot of heat in the system. Someone who overindulges maybe some addictive personalities. Someone who is seen as manic, socializes a lot, and even someone who does a lot of excess talking. So those types of people where they just talk and talk and go from each subject to the next, and you can barely even get a word in. These are all going to be symptoms of excess heat and maybe agitation to specifically the heart organ. Things that you can do to rebalance your heart and fire energy, above all, are going to be to stay cool. Keep yourself cool during this hot time, whether you take a break in air conditioning or just simply lower the temperature in your house less than what it is outside. Put yourself around and in fans. Wind is a great way to move the fire so that it's not so consolidated in one area. As I mentioned before, someone who is a fire type in a small amount of way, I do want to encourage taking frequent breaks and to being able to identify when you are within your area of needing rest. We all live within between 0 and 10, and ideally we want to stay kind of in that middle road, traveling anywhere between 5, 6, 7 or 5, 4, 3. And what this means is 10 is the most. 10 is that place where we have the most energy, we're giving our all, we feel really enthusiastic about it. And then as soon as we go over 10, that's when we're maxed out and we've gone over our threshold and we feel that we are going to go into burnout. And so being able to temper your own fire is going to be a skill that will reward you very well, because you're going to be able to quickly identify when you need to take breaks, when you might be doing too much, and perhaps even give yourself longer periods of time between doing activities, whether that's going to be several hours or several days. Something that I like to do is to perhaps take an early morning, have a good lunch, do some things for myself, get into work for a couple hours in the afternoon, take another short break, and then get back into it again, and then take a break. If I go straight through, that could be a recipe for quick burnout. Other things that you can do during the fire and summer season is to decrease warming spices. So put your Mexican and Indian spices aside for this season and focus more on Mediterranean and Italian spices. The heart and the fire element love the bitter flavor, so get your bitter foods, your bitter greens, and your bitter citrus in. That will help to cool the fire element within you too. It's also important to moderate, avoid caffeine, any sort of caffeinated beverage from coffee to tea, as well as the use of tobacco products. This is also a great time of year to bring back in your omegas, fish, grapeseed, and the natural plants that we see around us, like cucumbers and berries. And having that fire element within myself, and it is alive within all of us, what I find myself naturally gravitating towards during the summer season is rest, relaxation, repair. I'm very lazy during the summer. I don't want to do too much. I don't like to schedule too much. And I've really been this way my whole life. I like to lay in the sun. I like to keep things chill, no pun intended. And so if you are someone who feels the need to keep up with the vigor of society and the fire element, take a few moments to think about what you want, what your body wants, and what feels good to you. Relate to your heart and you'll relate to the fire element. The body and the house of the spirit leave the way. The mind is simply there to receive its messages. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Through the Funnel, but most importantly, I hope that you found something that you can apply to your everyday life. Leave me a message, a comment, or a review, and I will talk to you in season 2.